This is CBS News Bay Area with Juliet Goodrich.
All right, on to the Oakland City Council now. It's locked in a marathon budget session at this hour as it races to pass a budget plan before a Monday deadline. To do that, the city will have to fill a historic deficit of $177 million. Even deeper cuts might be necessary if money from the sale of the Coliseum does not come through in time. Well, it's a packed house with public comment still going on, many showing up worried about proposed cuts to the city's fire and police departments.
What about cutting the police department or the fire department?
No, we need the police and the fire department.
The response from the police department is not responding quick enough and fast enough with the sideshows and these other things that go on.
Council members say they have to cut from public safety because that takes up more than half of the budget. With hundreds of people signed up to speak this evening, the vote may be delayed until Tuesday. All right, now we take you to a landmark decision by the Supreme Court dealing with homeless encampments. In a 6-3 decision, it allows cities to take a more aggressive approach to crack down, even ticket or arrest people for sleeping in public places. So the ruling was closely watched in San Francisco, where sidewalk tents have really become a common sight. For the past year and a half, the city has had limited powers to clear them all because of a lawsuit previously filed on behalf of 7 homeless people. Well, Wilson Walker dug into what the decision means for the city.
So at this very moment, we are analyzing the decision. We will be providing additional guidance and legal advice to the administration and policymakers as they think about how to change policy based on this decision.
San Francisco City Attorney David Chu says the work is already underway, reshaping city policy on how to manage encampments, particularly when services are declined. As we have shown, some on the streets reject shelter options for various reasons, sometimes for personal safety concerns.
And for people to do them type of drugs can end up living and dying on the streets, you know, and it's real easy.
As in there's someone there to save you.
Correct.
Right. It's totally bullshit. They go up and they want you to throw away all your personal property and like drop everything and go with them. And go to like a dorm where they're just like stacking. It's like a mental house in there, for real.
The decision is going to provide us with more flexibility in how we address this.
The city attorney repeatedly used the word flexibility, effectively suggesting law enforcement and citations may be needed in some cases.
If you ask any number of city workers what needs to happen, what's appropriate on one block, on one street, is different from what happens elsewhere.
Mayor London Breed applauded the decision, saying it will, quote, help cities like San Francisco manage our public spaces more effectively and efficiently.
Sadly, this is an opinion shared by the most conservative Supreme Court justices in our own Mayor London Breed and our Governor Gavin Newsom.
Homeless advocates decried the ruling as the criminalization of poverty. The Coalition on Homelessness, which has sued the city over its policies, says it will continue that fight.
You know, leading up to this decision, from our perspective, the city's already taken off their gloves. You know, we're just going to keep at it, and this lawsuit will continue in full speed.
The mayor used that injunction as an excuse. She should have built the shelter beds and cleared the sidewalks years ago.
Politics followed the ruling as well. Daniel Lurie said the city has been too slow to build out shelter space and get aggressive about filling it up. But it's hardly clear that the court's decision will create any dramatic changes in that regard.
The world for our police officers, our public works employees, everybody out on the streets on Monday is not going to be dramatically different from the world today.
Supervisor Raphael Mandelman, who also applauded the ruling, says it still leaves San Francisco facing the same hard fundamental choices about how to manage homelessness in the city.
There's real policy choices about how comfortable we are with our public spaces as they are now, how willing we are to lean into a law enforcement response to try and address it. That doesn't mean we shouldn't have a compassionate response to homelessness. We should, we need to, as a city, that's what I think most people want. But there is a divide about how aggressively we want to try to take back these public spaces.
The decision, of course, does not end the case. It now goes back to the lower courts to be resolved.
in accordance with that 6-3 ruling. And as you heard, San Francisco still faces these old choices about how aggressive to be in these matters. And the decision out of Washington certainly does not end that.
So the Supreme Court decision is also welcome news in San Jose, which, according to a new survey, has the fourth highest number of homeless people per capita in the country. Mayor Matt Mahan says his city will not really change its approach toward homelessness. The ruling just means an extra tool for trying to safely get people into a shelter. Mahan is also worried it could have some unintended consequences.
Certainly a concern on my mind right now is that this ruling would open the door for smaller, wealthier communities to effectively outlaw homelessness and further push this crisis into a few large cities that are already on the front lines.
Mayor Mahan is calling on the state for help. He says California should establish shelter and treatment guidelines that cities and counties would also have to follow. So in just about 2 hours, San Francisco's rainbow lasers will be fired up. The 4-mile-long display is going to run from the Ferry Building to Market Street. This year, it's going to be a little bit different. So instead of 6 lasers, there'll be 20 in honor of the 20th anniversary of same-sex marriage in San Francisco. It's all, of course, in preparation for this weekend's Pride Parade at City Hall. Today, barricades are already up ahead of the big party. This year, there will be 200 groups marching in Sunday's parade. Actor Billy Porter is the grand marshal, and it all begins at 10:30. Giants taking on the Dodgers as we speak, and Giants fans will be taking part in a final send-off for the late Willie Mays. The Giants announced they will hold a public celebration of life for the Say Hey Kid. Mays played 22 years in Major League Baseball, most of those with the Giants. He died this month at the age of 93. The public celebration of life will take place Monday, July 8th at 4 p.m. The Giants say this is open to all fans and friends of the late Hall of Famer. On that note, thanks for watching us. The news continues at 8 on PIX Plus, 44 Cable 12. We'll see you right back here at 11 o'clock. Have a wonderful evening.